nice to be back from a couple days in Vegas. And, you know, I was flying back yesterday and landing in Everett. You know, the pilot's talking about how nice it is and, oh, it's going to be beautiful, clear skies and this, that, and the other thing. And then you get off the plane and you know, it was sunny, but and it was beautiful flying in. But it's a different kind of chilly. You forget, like, 64 and sunshine. If you've been in it, it's great. But when you're coming from 90-something, it's a little chilly. And it was beautiful in Las Vegas. And we stayed at the Encore, and the Wynn and Encore Resort is just a fascinating palace of luxury. And in between it, John, are two swimming pools. And that's where this story from Sunday takes place, is at the swimming pool. And you know, people watching in Vegas is the best, but the scene I saw unfold on Sunday afternoon at the pool is the one I'll take away from this trip. And so of the two pools, there's the all ages pool, and then there's this big round bar area with tables and gaming tables, and then the adult pool is on the other side. And earlier in the afternoon, we are on the all ages side, because that's where the sun's kind of coming down, and it's a little warmer over there. And then as the afternoon progressed, I thought I'll wander over to the adult pool and take a look. And I walk over, and there's nobody in the pool. And I thought, that's kind of weird. I look back at the other pool, and there's people swimming all over the place. There's nobody in the pool here. And I walk around. I'm like, for some reason, it just felt odd. I thought, I'm not going to be the one to get in the pool. You know, if nobody else is in the pool here, there must be something weird going on. And so I walk back over and sit down. And then one of our other persons in our party, a little while later comes back. Well, we see all these emergency medical personnel go rushing by and head for the other pool. And
now you're finding out why.
And now I think something happened. Turns out we get the whole story from a couple of the folks there working. There's a couple girls that had been partying, I guess, all night, and it seemed like it. And it started early in the day there at the pool. And
This is what time?
About 2:30 in the afternoon now. And they'd probably been at it, I would guess, all night. And they had been at the pool since it opened. And the adult side of the pool is clothing optional. And so these two are topless. And I guess jumping on guys' backs and like, take me around the pool, and kind of just being causing a scene and being just obnoxious. And so they like, you two need to settle down. And so these two make it back over to, they have one of these round kind of bed lounges kind of things with an umbrella. And it's in the, you know, like a couple inches of water. And so it's not, you know, it's, you can put your feet in the pool a little bit right there. And she ends up passing out. And then as she's laying there passed out, her friends are kind of like slapping her to get her to come to. And she ends up throwing up in the pool.
That's it.
And so then it's like, everybody out of the pool.
Yeah.
And so the medical staff start coming in. And so they're trying to tend to her and put her top back on. And she can't, they can't seem to get, she's, and then her friends are like, you know, she doesn't need help. And they're like, she is out of here. And so they're trying to get her, like, you know, get her awake enough to like get her dressed and this, that, and the other thing and get out of there. And they end up putting her in a wheelchair. I thought they were going to put her on a stretcher, but they put her in a wheelchair and they kind of wrap her top around her and this, that, and the other thing. And John.
And how old are we guessing this woman is?
30s.
Okay.
In their 30s. Her friends and everybody are yelling at the staff, like, you know, leave her alone. She's fine. It's like, she's obviously not fine. She passed out and puked in the pool. You know? Yeah. And then, so they take her and wheel her from the adult pool through the outside bar, past
walk of shame time.
Past the
get your cameras
the kid,
out.
The kid pool and everything. And John, she's completely laid over in there. One boob is hanging out of her bathing suit and stuff because they don't want to touch her like that, you know. And so, one is completely hanging out, and she is sloshed over like in this chair, and they wheel her past us, John, and took her to, they were going to take her to her room, I guess, but they took her through the lobby of the hotel.
Like that?
Oh yeah. And so you see the medical staff coming, you know, and the police and stuff, and they wheeled her through the lobby of the hotel. I mean, the entrance, the check-in, the registration and everything.
That woman was probably more photographed than Wayne Newton in Las Vegas that day.
I mean when they whirled by us, I thought, oh, isn't that a picture? And I thought I should have got a picture of it.
Well, you know people did.
Oh, yeah. And they wheeled her right through the lobby of the hotel, completely passed out after puking in the pool at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
And then they got to take that pool down, right? It's like somebody peeing or pooping in it. You got to shock it.
Oh, yeah.
Out of commission.
It was out of commission for an hour or two, a couple hours or whatever. But, you know, and I don't know how bad the actual, you know, her getting sick was or whatever, but you know, I walked over and I asked one of the ladies there. She's kind of standing, keeping people from getting in the pool, and she kind of explained it all to me. And oh, John, it was like that. Her friends are never gonna let her live that down.
No, I wonder if they all get thrown out for that, or
I don't know.
We're gonna find you a new hotel.
Well, one of our group, we had like a crew of seven or eight people there,
and this is a nice hotel
that
she's getting.
Oh yeah, and we are on the 33rd floor, and so one of our group, she was on our floor, and so he's coming down the hallway, and he's like, I saw them bringing her down the hallway in the elevator. I mean, so they went through the lobby and into the elevator.
Everybody got the show.
With this woman, and she had no idea what planet she was on, and oh, God.
Well, I'm sure 2 days later, her social media, people are posting things up to remind her.
Way too much Vegas.
What happened. Yeah.
Way too much Vegas.